One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Have you sent for your copy of the new Barber Family album? Better do so right away. Just send the top of the box from a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine, along with 10 cents, to Bactine, Bactine, Elkhart, Indiana. Send for yours tonight. Overheard between Fanny and Henry in the library.
I'm sure Clifford wouldn't think of marrying Miss Schultz, would he, Henry?
He could hardly support a wife on his current income.
Well, we mustn't forget to tell him how much we liked her. I thought I'd say she seemed quite pleasant, Clifford.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Take Alka-Seltzer for headache relief. You'll find that's really good advice, friends, and I hope you'll try it. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer next time a headache makes you miserable. Once you do discover how Alka-Seltzer can help you, you'll never be without it in your home. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Since Alka-Seltzer is in solution when you take it, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why Alka-Seltzer brings such fast relief. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, whenever you have a headache, get relief from your discomfort in a hurry. Drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. It will be first with you because it gives such fast, comforting headache relief. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 8, Book 85. Firelight sparkles on the tall silver coffee pot in the Barber Library, and the room, animated with talk and laughter a few moments ago, is quiet now. A momentous dinner is over. Clifford and Toots Schultz just drove away in Henry's car. Now, Henry, looking steadily into the fire, clears his throat as if to make a comment, and then changes his mind. Fanny, more than usually intent on her knitting, casts quick speculative glances at her husband, but she is also silent. Each apparently is waiting for the other to speak. At last, Fanny says,
Miss Schultz seems to be a quiet sort of girl, Henry.
Yes.
She said so little at dinner.
Yes.
I hope she enjoyed it. I thought you were wonderful, Henry.
Huh?
Your stories were never funnier, my dear. Really, you told them awfully well.
Oh.
I thought you were especially amusing when you talked about Margaret's family album.
Clifford's young lady seemed to show a special interest in Joan.
Yes, I noticed that.
She kept asking me to point out Joan in the album.
Oh, she's rather pretty, Henry.
Yeah.
Clifford slurred over the introductions. I'm not sure whether he said Miss Tulshult or Mrs. Tulshult.
The boy was ill at ease for some reason.
I'm sure Clifford wouldn't think of marrying Miss Schultz, would he, Henry?
He could hardly support a wife on his current income.
Mm-hmm. And we mustn't forget to tell him how much we liked her. I thought I'd say she seems quite pleasant, Clifford.
Yeah.
What was that?
Back door, I think. Hello, who came in?
Hi.
It's Jack.
Come in, my boy.
Hi. Betty tells me Cliff just drove away. Don't tell me the dinner party's over.
Sit down, Jack.
Oh, kind of early, wasn't it?
The young lady has to work tomorrow. She's a switchboard operator, you know. She said she needs her wits about her.
Uh-huh. How was it?
Oh, very nice. She's a pleasant, quiet person.
She
loved your father's stories about the triplets.
Oh, did what I could.
Okay, folks, come on now.
Huh?
Look, Betty and I have been dying. What do you think of her?
Huh?
Well, she doesn't eat very much, Jack. She hardly talks at all. Seems rather shy.
Mom, do you like her or not?
Is Joan all settled in her new apartment, do you know, Jack?
Okay, so we changed the subject. But Betty's going to be pretty doggone disappointed if I don't bring back the dope. Mary Lou told Betty the other night Miss Schultz had on pants. She was wearing slacks, I guess, and Betty wants to know what she wore.
Mary Lou told... What?
Where did Mary Lou see her?
Huh? Didn't you hear about that?
Huh?
When we went to Chadwick's. You know, when Cliff babysat for us. Oh, sure. He had Toots come over to keep him company. That was last week.
Oh, is that so?
Wouldn't even know about it for several days. Mary Lou busted out with her one night at bedtime. She said, I think Toots Schultz is beautiful, and she has long red fingernails.
Oof.
Yeah, I guess Mary Lou sneaked downstairs in her pajamas, and they read to her and stuff. Anyhow, the gal made a big hit with the youngster.
You see, Henry, Miss Schultz probably has a way with children. Now, isn't that nice?
Yes.
She has an appealing, pretty face, Jack. There's a sweet, frightened look about her eyes. Well, she's a good-hearted young woman. You can tell that at a glance.
What was she wearing? That's what Betty wants to know.
Blue, wasn't it, Fanny?
Yes, she had on a very trim, well-designed blue gabardine suit, Jack, with small slanted pockets, and she wore a starchy white shirt waist,
mm-hmm.
and with long collar tabs, and a single silver ornament on the lapel of her coat, and no rings.
It kept your eyes wide open, didn't it?
Well, those are things anybody would notice.
Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty good. I was worried when Betty said they'd left so early. I was afraid it hadn't gone too well.
Oh, no. We had a pleasant time, Jack. Yes, Clifford took her home as soon as she suggested she ought to go. She seems to take her job very seriously. Likes to get to bed early. A very laudable attitude for a working girl.
Well, here we are, Toots.
Thank you, Cliff. I had a lovely time.
Wait a minute, honey. You stay right here in the car. Now, what's the matter?
Nothing. It was very sweet of them to ask me. They were awful nice. It was grand, Cliff. Thanks so much.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You've been pretty doggone quiet tonight, seems to me. Once there at dinner, I was afraid you didn't feel well.
Oh, no. I was listening, that's all. Oh, I thought Paul was swell. He's so distinguished looking, and gosh, he talks well. All your folks talk better than anybody I ever met.
Something happened.
No, really, they were darling. I loved going there. And gee, I was thinking, it must have been great to grow up in that wonderful old house with folks like that. Real nice manners.
Hey, what the dickens? What? Tuts.
Oh, Cliff.
Hey, baby, what? Well, for gosh sakes.
I'm sorry. I'll be all right. I certainly didn't expect you.
Huh? What?
I certainly didn't expect your mother to be so sweet to me. She asked me where I got my bag, and I was so scared of making a blooper that I guess I didn't even answer.
Huh?
You tell her it came from Stark and Cressup's on sale last spring.
Toots. Look, scared, you said? Scared of what?
Oh, I was offbeat all the time.
You, huh?
Oh, Cliff, I went with a chip on my shoulder. I expected to get the frozen mitt. And when they started right out being so doggone sweet, oh, I don't know, it kind of jerked the rug out from under me, and I was offbeat all the time. Did I make a complete fool of myself?
Oh, what are you talking about? You were swell.
Oh, you were kind of nervous yourself.
Well, sometimes my dad, I don't know, he can make you nervous just twitching his right eyebrow.
Oh, he sure was nice to me. Oh, Cliff, I could have died. Did you see me pick up the wrong spoon?
Oh, honey, what difference does that make?
Well, I was so nervous. All evening I had a terrible feeling I was going to pull a blooper. It seemed to me the best thing I could do was keep my lip buttoned up and get out as soon as I could.
Oh, now, look, cut it. Cut this out.
You don't know. Why, when your father started talking to me when we first got there, I only understood half of it. It was like it was some foreign language.
Oh, I see.
What's so funny about it?
You mean when he was talking about his garden?
Yeah, gee.
Well, it was a foreign language, baby, some of it anyway. He was tossing around the Latin names of some of the plants.
What was he trying to do? Show off for what?
Oh, no. He's always done that. It wasn't to confuse or impress you. He's always done it. He's a real gardener, honey. He's made a study of California plants and stuff.
Oh.
Whenever he meets a stranger, well, gardening is kind of a conversation piece for Dad.
Huh?
Gardening, that's what gets the conversation going.
Oh, I was trying to follow him, and I sure got all balled up. I thought, gosh, these Seacliff people speak a high-grade dialect or something. I felt like a nitwit. You know, Cliff, when I get in a place, well, where there's education and refinement and culture and all that stuff, well, it comes over me in waves, all the things I don't know. Boy, They'd fill a library. And then I clam up afraid of pulling a boner, you know, like bad grammar or cuss words. I tell you, if I'd have heard myself cuss in that library, well, I'd go and jump off the bridge, that's all.
Oh, honey, there's that old inferiority complex we've talked about.
Well, I got plenty to feel inferior about.
Toots, toots. Here, give me a kiss.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, you're a sweet kid.
I gotta read some books or something. you know what your mama said to me at the door? She asked me to come back. And Cliff, she sounded like she meant it.
Well, sure, she did.
Well, I'm not. That's the last time.
Well, why?
Well, not for a while, anyway. Not until I work up a conversation piece of my own. You know, when I did talk, I seemed to put my foot in it. Say, what's Joan done, anyhow?
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, I was kind of wondering about her, but every time I wanted to see her picture or anything, your dad just flipped the page.
Oh, that's nothing. She's got an apartment of her own. Dad doesn't approve of it.
Oh, well, I knew I made a mistake. I said, isn't she the one that inherited all that money? And your dad sort of grunted and flipped those pages, and I figured I got out of line.
Well, now, look, you quit worrying about this. You did all right. And what's more, you never look prettier.
Oh. Hey, Cliff. You got any dough on you?
Couple of bucks, why?
Well, hey, you promised me you'll never tell your mother.
What?
Well, I had so many butterflies, I didn't hardly eat anything, and now I'm starving. Will you take me somewhere, Cliff, and buy me a hot roast beef sandwich and some apple pie a la mode? I feel all hollow inside.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. You know, friends, I like to think that nearly everybody knows about Alka-Seltzer and takes it for the distress of acid indigestion or headache or both. But of course, I know full well some of you have never tried it. So why don't you try Alka-Seltzer on this money-back guarantee? If you're not completely satisfied with your first package, return the unused portion to Miles Laboratories and your money will be refunded. So next time you're out shopping, buy a package. And the next time you have acid indigestion and the aching head that frequently accompanies it, try Alka-Seltzer. You'll be grateful for the soothing, settling effect Alka-Seltzer can have on an acid-upset stomach, for the way it can relieve headache distress. Yes, as first aid to fast relief from both acid indigestion and headache, I repeat, try Alka-Seltzer. Always rely on Alka-Seltzer. Ask your druggist for the big family size package of Alka-Seltzer. Here's the family again.
I hope the young lady enjoyed the dinner, Clifford. She ate very little.
Oh, yeah, she had a great time, Mom.
She seemed quite pleasant. Please ask her again.
Yeah, I will. I'll ask her, Mom, from time to time.
Don't take chances. Don't guess that you and your family get enough of the essential vitamins. Make sure they do by seeing that each member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. You can't keep feeling your best nor looking your best unless you get enough essential vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against a lack of any or all of the vitamins known to be essential. Ask for and insist on getting the vitamins with the big one on the blue package made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Joan's plans for her apartment, Chapter 9, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.